This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mayday Mayhem. The new police tactic. Scaling a bear cat to seize the building. Coast to coast chaos.
This is Stephen Fabian in New York.
And I'm Jim Moray in Los Angeles, where violent clashes broke out.
Why did this guy have to flee to safety? And B-ball.
As we remain in a bee delay.
The hero beekeeper who tamed the swarm.
They were chanting MVP.
They even let him throw out the first pitch. Plus,
here.
Hands up, Granny.
Ma'am, do you have any weapons on you?
Lord, no.
Handcuffed and hauled away.
Her instant confession that she robbed a bank.
I did whatever you're here for.
She says she was driven to desperation because she was scammed out of her life savings.
Then,
have Ozempic, will travel.
Wait till you see how far these women have to drive to pick up their weight loss drugs.
Got it.
Plus, daddy do-over.
I really want to look like I'm their father and not their grandfather.
So he's spending 140 grand on a facelift.
Are we going to lift everything back up?
Will he really turn back the hands of time? Then, hey, beautiful, cover girl Sofia Vergara, People Magazine's most beautiful. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. They lowered the boom overnight on student protests at major universities after multiple deadlines to vacate occupied areas at Columbia University here in New York City. Police moved in using heavy machinery to gain access to that second floor and take back the building. Stephen Fabian reports.
Extraordinary scenes at Columbia University as hundreds of police clear protesters from the campus. Police drove an armored SWAT vehicle known as a Bearcat up to Hamilton Hall, which had been occupied since Monday night. A line of cops stormed up a ladder into a second-story window to get access to the building. Former NYPD officer Bill Stanton told me that police went in with military precision.
What you saw was the use of that vehicle to its optimum level, taking it, going around, not having to go through the front and smash the doors down as you would envision in a movie, but going in with stealth and efficiency.
Forward, two columns. Let's go.
Cops fought a pitched battle in the narrow doorway and were pelted with projectiles. Video released by NYPD shows police officers racing up the staircase and forcing open the door of a professor's office. And look, this was the aftermath of the occupation by pro-Palestine forces, piles of furniture that had been used to build barricades. and shattered windows where offices had been ransacked. Outside, police methodically cleared the encampment tent by tent. This was the eerie scene from above, the tents lit by police flashlights. And this was the scene just 30 blocks away at City College as police broke up protests there. They took down a Palestinian flag and replaced it with the Stars and Stripes. There were 300 arrests at both colleges, with some charged with burglary and vandalism, others with trespassing. They were taken to police headquarters in a fleet of buses. Preparations for the police operation began yesterday when cops launched this spy drone to scope out the building. The dramatic scenes unfolded live on TV last night. Donald Trump was watching from Trump Tower and called in to Sean Hannity.
Well, it's just such a sad thing to see, Sean. When you look at this, it's not even believable. If you go back a year or go back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, this would not even be possible to think about.
Today, NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban defiantly held up a chain that the pro-Palestinians used to barricade the doors.
They tried to lock us out, but the NYPD and the people of the city of New York will never be locked out, and we'll always work together to keep our city safe.
And Mayor Eric Adams blamed outside activists for escalating the protests.
Outside agitators were on their grounds training and really co-opting this movement.
Police say this woman, Nali Al-Aryan, whose husband was deported in 2015 for terrorist-related activities, and Lisa Fithian, known as Professor Occupy, are among the outside agitators. Two students who bravely tried to block protesters from occupying the building are speaking out.
I just wanted to register my protest against their protest. That's what I was telling them.
Someone needed to say something. Ideally, someone at our university could sort of say that, well, they didn't agree with what was happening.
This is the scene at Columbia today. The occupiers may be gone, but the protests continue. This time it's professors and others who say they are outraged that the NYPD was brought in to break up the protests. The tents are now gone, leaving only patches on the lawn where they once stood.
And out at the West Coast at UCLA, things got violent when opposing groups of protesters confronted one another. The mayor of Los Angeles called it inexcusable. As Jim Murray reports, cops in riot gear were called in to quiet things down.
Ugly scenes at UCLA as pro-Palestinian protesters and their opponents engage in violent clashes. Anger flared at the line of barricades that has been set up at the pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus.
Shame on them! They're not letting students in based on their ethnicity!
One guy holding a can of what's believed to be bear spray let loose. Brawls erupted. There were fierce confrontations over the metal fencing separating the two camps. Fireworks also flew.
Watch out!
Clouds of smoke filled the air. These guys stomped on a Palestinian flag that had been torn apart. And this video shows protesters huddled behind a barricade as if braced for an attack.
Today, the university is calling the clashes, quote, horrific acts of violence. After 2 hours of chaos, they called in law enforcement.
There were cheers and applause as police approached the scene and formed lines. Before police brought order to the campus, there was this disturbing incident. A man, said to be Jewish, was chased down by protesters. They caught up with him, then linked arms and surrounded him, preventing his escape. A young woman described as Jewish was found beaten unconscious on the UCLA campus. Chaotic times on one of America's most prestigious campuses.
And the list of schools seeing unrest is growing. It now includes Tulane University, Arizona State, and the University of Wisconsin, among many others. Other news today, this guy is the hero of last night's baseball game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Not a pitcher, he's not a slugger who hit a grand slam, but he is the hero of the game. He is a beekeeper. Les Tritt explains why.
A swarm of bees has brought a baseball game to a complete standstill.
You're looking live at a bee colony.
The Arizona Diamondbacks and the LA Dodgers hadn't even thrown out the first pitch when the game was delayed on account of bees. The umps may know baseball, but they looked helpless trying to figure out what to do. The Jumbotron read, "Game delayed due to bee colony." thank you for your patience.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Hive was directly behind home plate. So, who you gonna call? Bee Buster.
The beekeeper made his way.
Matt Hilton of Blue Sky Pest Control was driven on a golf cart and soaked up the moment, waving like a movie star.
You come out and everyone's cheering and kind of had my little moment.
He got suited up and went to work. Hilton meticulously sucked up the bees with a vacuum. And it worked, except for a few strays that hung around. But the real treat came next. First, the protective helmet came off in dramatic fashion. What a ham.
He just threw that mask off and he was like, I'm here, baby.
Right then and there, Hilton was invited to throw out the ceremonial first pitch.
I was like, man, this is getting crazier by the minute. It's first taking care of the bees in front of all these people, now doing the first pitch.
This guy is the bee's knees.
It turns out the beekeeper was already at a baseball game when he got the call. He was at his little boy's t-ball game. The FBI reports a staggering $3.4 billion has been lost by senior citizens to various financial scams. This 74-year-old woman says she was a victim, and cops say she tried to fix her financial woes by robbing a bank. Amber Cogliano has her story.
Police are on the hunt looking for an armed bank robber. Could this elderly woman be their suspect?
Ma'am, do you have any weapons on you?
Lord, no.
She sure doesn't look like a bank robber. But within minutes, 74-year-old Ann Mayers, a retired housekeeper, admits she is who they're looking for.
I did whatever you're here for.
I'm sorry?
I did whatever you're here for.
The evidence seems rock solid. Look at the surveillance video. She calmly walks to the teller at a savings and loan in her hometown of Fairfield, Ohio, and demands money. She's holding a gun in her bag. She made off with just $500.
When I arrived at the bank, started looking at video, was not expecting to see a 74-year-old woman that was the bank robber. It was kind of a surprise.
Ann Mayers is hoping authorities show some sympathy because she says she's also a crime victim. She says she had been driven to desperation because she was cheated out of her life savings by a scammer. In fact, the FBI just issued an alert saying scams against seniors are on the rise. Seniors lost $3.4 billion due to scams last year, up 14%. Just the other day, the nation was shocked when a phone scammer convinced this elderly man that the Uber driver was there to pick up a bag of cash. He shot her to death, but she was completely innocent.
As for the grandma accused of robbing a bank, she will remain behind bars until her first court appearance. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein will get a retrial in New York. The news comes 1 week after his 2020 rape conviction was overturned. In court today, prosecutors confirmed that one of Weinstein's accusers is ready to retestify. Weinstein sat silently in a wheelchair. He has denied any wrongdoing. That trial will come after Labor Day. And imagine seeing this out on the road.
So here's the caribou herd coming at me now.
This isn't good.
No, that is not good at all. That is a 100-strong caribou herd heading toward a car in Alaska. The motorist beeped his horn. It worked. The herd turned around and did not hit his car. And that, of course, is a very good thing. There are currently more than 50 weight loss drugs in clinical development from about 40 different companies. But for now, the supply does not meet the demand. Allison Hall spoke with a number of women who've been driving hundreds of miles just to get their prescriptions filled.
These women are having a really tough time finding their weight loss medication.
We have tons of pharmacies around, but Walmart, CVS, Costco, Rite Aid, Walgreens, none of them have them in stock.
I was in tears trying to find it. I think I called over 100 different pharmacies.
I will call from mom and pop to hospital pharmacies in small towns, big towns.
Jess Peavy drove 8 hours round trip from her home in Crosby, Texas to San Antonio to fill her Mounjaro prescription.
Got it. I have had to make these trips at least 5 times over the last year and a half.
And Kayla Donatucci drove 400 miles round trip from Morgantown, West Virginia to Tees Valley just to get her prescription for Zepbound.
It's technically about 3 hours one way.
Many other people looking for a weight loss miracle are also desperate to get their prescriptions. One doctor says some of his patients are finding their medication in foreign countries. Dr. Angela Fitch calls it a public health emergency.
There are 140 million Americans alone that qualify for this treatment. It's like the Hunger Games. When I leave patients on the phone, I say, may the odds forever be in your favor.
Meantime, Melissa McCarthy is having some fun with all the backlash over Barbara Streisand asking her if she's taking Ozempic.
The takeaway, Barbara Streisand knows I exist. She reached out to me and she thought I looked good. I win the day.
But fitness guru Richard Simmons says Streisand crossed the line. What a question, Simmons posted. I apologize to Melissa for these remarks. And by the way, Melissa, you look fabulous.
I mean, I don't think it's rude. If somebody's lost a lot of weight and you think they're on the drug, you just go, oh, Ozempic.
Their show may have been about nothing, but when Seinfeld reunites with his old co-star Michael Richards, also known as Kramer, it really is something.
Jerry Seinfeld and Kramer are back together again, but it's not for a Seinfeld reunion just yet.
Hey!
Actor Michael Richards became a cultural icon for his role as Kramer in the legendary sitcom. He and Seinfeld hadn't seen each other in 8 years. They posed like old chums at the premiere of Seinfeld's new film, a comedy about the invention of the Pop-Tart. And speaking of grand entrances, Ryan Gosling got quite the surprise at his own premiere, appearing on the red carpet alongside co-star Emily Blunt to plug their new action comedy hit, The Fall Guy. The hunky Hollywood star got some unexpected help from the movie's stuntmen, showing up in matching green suits right before this happens. Whoa, didn't see that one coming.
The Fall Guy opens this weekend.
Next, Daddy Do-Over.
I really want to look like I'm their father and not their grandfather.
So he's spending 140 grand on a facelift.
We're going to lift everything back up.
Will he really turn back the hands of time? Then, hey, beautiful, cover girl Sofia Vergara, People Magazine's most beautiful. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just women who want to look good. After all, Ponce de Leon was a guy looking for the fountain of youth. And this guy is getting a daddy do-over.
Ready, sit.
Keith Giles is a busy dad of 2 young boys. The 61-year-old retired IT executive started his family later in life.
I want to look like their father rather than their grandfather.
So he's decided to take the deep plunge, joining celebrities like Simon Cowell and John Stamos, who've acknowledged having some work done. And Brad Pitt sure looks amazing at 60. It's not known if he's had any cosmetic procedures. In recent years, there's been a 29% hike in demand for cosmetic treatments for men. The amount of money men spend on Botox has grown 400% since 2000. In Keith's case, Beverly Hills plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Tolley will work his magic and do what he can to turn back the hands of time. Keith is going to have an oral lift, which includes a full face, brow, and eye lift. cost around $140,000.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the day of surgery, and it starts with Keith's face being marked up.
Your jawline, I'm going to get it fully defined by bringing this up.
Keith heads to the operating room. The procedure takes about 4 hours, all done under a mild anesthetic.
Keith's surgery was amazing.
Now it's time for the big reveal, 1 month after Keith's procedure.
And right now it looks a little exaggerated. Everything looks a little tight, but it's going to look awesome. This is something that at the 3 month mark, it's going to be like you never did anything.
Check out the before and after. Even with his face still a little swollen from surgery, you can already see a dramatic difference. Look, the bags under his eyes look erased. The smile lines have been smoothed out.
I just feel like I look so much younger than I did just a few weeks ago.
So what does wife Daisy think?
Oh my gosh, baby, you look so good. Oh.
A new life and a new look.
When we come back, Sofia Vergara's on People's Beautiful Issue.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It's Sofia Vergara, CoverGirl.
Look who's gracing the cover of People Magazine's Beautiful Issue, hitting newsstands this Friday. It's actress Sofia Vergara, looking stunning at age 51. Hard to believe, but the Modern Family actress says she once struggled with body image as a teen.
I was never happy with the way I look when I was young because I was very skinny and not very voluptuous.
A bevy of other beauties over the age of 50 also made the Most Beautiful Issue. Tyra Banks, Neve Campbell, and Eva Mendez. Check out People.com for more of all the ladies appearing fabulous in their 50s.
Coming up, a little copycat. Finally today, like father, like daughter.
Bottoms up. This hockey fan chugs his beer on the big screen. Next up, his daughter. And the crowd goes wild. Don't worry, it's just water.
And she didn't spill like her daddy. That's Inside Edition. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.